In this bulletin, extreme weather in eastern Australia magnifies the threat from bushfires. Vladimir Putin thanks Donald Trump for providing intelligence that helped foil a terror attack. And the Australian cricket team out to clinch the number one ranking in Test cricket. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Firefighters in Victoria are expecting conditions to worsen as they continue to battle bushfires in East Gippsland. 9 emergency warnings are in place and the Country Fire Authority says 200,000 hectares has been affected. Much of eastern Australia, Victoria, is dealing with extreme conditions with temperatures in the 40s. CFA incident controller Ben Rankin says a forecast cool change around midnight will hopefully assist.
That will bring some much cooler air in. We're expecting to see an immediate drop in temperature of maybe 10 degrees or so, but it will come in with a gusty southwesterly, so that will also cause us some control issues with the fires that we'll have running through the landscape at that time. But we will, after that, as that settles down, we hopefully over the next few days see a bit of a settling in fire weather for us.
And the New South Wales Rural Fire Service has confirmed 911 homes have been lost in this season's fires. More than 350 homes have been damaged during the bushfire period so far, which is set to continue. Meantime, air pollution in southwest Sydney is at hazardous levels and the haze is particularly harmful to those with pre-existing conditions. Queensland is the last state to agree to being part of a scheme to compensate volunteer firefighters. The federal government program offers up to $6,000 to help make up for lost income while fighting the blazes. The scheme was unveiled at the weekend in New South Wales, and South Australia and Queensland have announced they will also join. The Federal Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says further talks with Victoria will take place.
Victoria, obviously, I think, in their defence, has got some big challenges today, and we just say they've got more to worry about in keeping a lot of people alive and safe out there than worrying about this. This will still be there when it's finished.
New Year's Eve fireworks celebrations in Melbourne will take place with the city's mayor declaring the weather conditions will be suitable. Melbourne is expecting a cool change tonight and tomorrow's forecast high is 21 degrees. Lord Mayor Sally Capp says the cooler temperatures mean the fireworks can proceed. In New South Wales, more than 250,000 people have signed a petition demanding the fireworks be scrapped. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says the annual spectacular over Sydney Harbour should be cancelled because it's too high risk. Moving overseas, and Russian President Vladimir Putin has thanked Donald Trump for providing intelligence that helped foil a terror attack. The Kremlin released a statement saying Mr. Putin spoke by phone with his US counterpart on Sunday to offer his thanks. No further details were provided, but Russian media is reporting the discovery of a plot to attack St. Petersburg over the New Year period. TASS news agency says two Russian nationals have been arrested. In cricket, Australia is out to gain top spot as the world's number one test cricket team. Australia beat New Zealand in the second test run by 247 runs. New Zealand currently holds the number two ranking, with Australia placed at fifth. Spin bowler Nathan Lyon says Australia wants the top spot.
We want to become the number one team in the world, and I think there's opportunities around the corner that really stand out for us with opportunities. Especially with this Test Championship, there's no more dead rubbers. And obviously, we're competing against the number two team in the world, so we really want to make a decent statement in international cricket. So it's a great opportunity.
A look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny, 30 degrees in Perth, cloud clearing in Adelaide, 25. 21 degrees with morning showers in Melbourne, partly cloudy in Hobart, 22. A hot day for Canberra, 38 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible storm and a gusty change, 33. Much the same for Sydney. Sunny for Newcastle, a top of 37. Partly cloudy and 30 degrees in Brisbane. Much the same for Cairns, 32. And a possible shower or storm, 34 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.